I am very grateful for the privilege of being with you this morning.
我今天很感谢今天早上我可以跟大家在一起。
Yesterday, I spent most of the day in northern Indiana.
哦，昨天我大部分的时候都在印第安纳州北边的地方。
And spent my time with four little girls who call me Ye Ye.
我花时间跟四个小女孩，她们叫我 Grandpa.
That's the best name ever.
是最好的名。
Well, we have read Psalm 29 together this morning.
今天早上我们一起读诗篇二十九篇。
And I invite you to have your Bible open to Psalm 29.
我请大家把大家的圣经打开到诗篇二十九篇。
What do we do with a psalm like this?
像这样子的诗篇，我们应该要怎么做呢？
Psalm 29 begins by telling us to do what we already know we should do.
所以在这篇诗篇里面呢，它一开始就叫我们做，其实我们早就应该知道我们应该做的事。
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Okay.
所以呢，是的，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华。
God is majestic and strong.
耶和华是威严而大有能力的。
And then we have a description of a storm.
然后呢，我们就看到对暴风雨的描写。
Psalm 29 describes a storm that devastates everything in its path.
所以在这篇诗篇二十九篇的时候，讲到暴风雨，它的毁坏了一切的事情。
Thunder is rolling, cedars are breaking.
所以呢，这个这个打雷的雷轰，还有海分开。
Flames are flashing.
火焰分叉。
The wilderness is shaking.
所以呢，这个大家呢，在这个旷野的时候呢，都震动。
The deer are convulsing.
母鹿呢，站立。
And then the psalm ends.
然后呢，这个诗篇就结束了。
Psalm 29 ends by telling us what we already know.
所以呢，这个诗篇二十九篇呢，告诉我们其实我们已经知道的事情。
Strength and blessing come from God.
所以能力以及福气是从耶和华而来的。
At first glance, this psalm might seem to have very little to say to us.
其实如果说一开始来看的时候，会发现说这个诗篇，好像跟我们没有太大的关系。
At least in terms of what we already know.
至少呢是和我们早就已经知道的事情。
But if you look closely at those opening verses,
但如果说我们仔细去看第一节
You'll notice that this particular psalm is not even addressed to us.
其实我们仔细看第一节的时候会发现这篇诗篇其实并不是写给我们的。
There is no O ye people here.
这里没有说你们百姓。
There is no O inhabitants of the earth present.
没有说地上的万族。
This psalm is not even addressed to Israel.
其实这个诗篇甚至不是为以色列人写的。
These words that are addressed in verse 1 are given to heavenly beings, sons of God.
所以这个这一节第一节其实是写给神的众子，或是说是天使的意思。
That is not us.
所以天使并不是我们。
That is not our realm.
并不是在我们这个地上的境界。
And as for its composition, this song may not even be distinctly Israelite.
其实如果说看这个诗篇的起材的话，可以看得出来，这诗篇甚至可能并不是以色列的题材。
There is a good possibility, I would say a distinct possibility.
这非常非常的有可能。
That David took an existing psalm or hymn to Baal, who was the thunder god of the Canaanites.
所以这很有可能是说这个写诗的大卫王他拿了这个迦南的巴利颂赞巴利的一种诗篇，这个巴利呢，迦南的巴利是一个雷神。
And he adopted it and he adapted it.
他把它拿来然后把它改写。
So that it exalts the God of Israel rather than the Canaanite deity.
所以呢，这个诗篇变成说是拿来崇拜我们的上帝，以色列的神，而并不是拿来崇拜迦南地的雷神巴利。
But that is the trouble with first impressions.
但是呢，其实第一印象呢，常常是很麻烦的。
First impressions can be wrong.
所以第一印象呢，常常会是错的。
The fact is, whoever this psalm is addressed to.However it got here, Psalm 29 is here.
所以呢，其实不管这篇29篇是怎么样跑进这个圣经里面，它就是在圣经里面。
And Psalm 29 is the word of God.
所以呢，诗篇29篇是神的话。
It is a word from God.
是从神而来的话语。
And Psalm 29 is God's word for us this morning.
所以呢，诗篇二十九篇是神今天要对我们说的话。
So what do we do with a psalm like this?
所以像这样子的诗篇，我们要怎么办呢？
We listen to it.
我们听。
If we allow Psalm 29 to be heard,
如果我们让我们自己能够听这个诗篇二十九篇，
If we give this particular psalm the opportunity to speak,
我们给这个诗篇机会，让它能够为我们说话。
These 11 verses could transform your weekend.
这十一节在这个诗篇里面可以改变我们这个周末。
Psalm 29 might even reboot your life.
所以这个诗篇二十九篇会使我们的生活生命重新得力。
Now the clarity of Psalm 29 is conveyed in the simplicity of how it is put together.
所以呢，这篇其实讲得非常的清楚，而且也非常的简单。
Psalm 29 has one main section.
所以呢，这个诗篇二十九篇呢，有一个主要的部分。
That section is framed between a short introduction and a short conclusion.
所以这个诗篇的写作的格局呢，是中间这个主要的部分，是前后夹击的一个前面是开始，后面是结尾。
The movement of the psalm is from heaven.Verses 1 and 2 to earth in the remainder of the psalm.
所以写这个诗篇的这个笔触呢，是从一开始是从天上，然后一直写到是到地上。
Psalm 29 begins in the heavens where praise is being given to God.
所以在这个诗篇29篇呢，这个一开始呢是从天上开始的。
And then shifts our attention to earth.Where peace is given by God to His people.
然后呢，把我们的注意力转移到说，到最后神赐给他的人民，也就是我们平安。
Verses 1 to 2 provide four key commands.
所以呢，第一和第二节有四个命令。
Verses 3 through 11 state the facts.
三到十一节是在讲事实。
18 times the psalmist uses the name of the Lord.
所以呢，在这个诗篇里面有18次讲到耶和华的名。
Psalm 29 insists that God's majesty, God's majestic splendor can never adequately be communicated by words.
所以诗篇29篇强调说神的威严，神的大能，可畏的大能永远没有办法用人类的语言去好好的形容。
Rather, to do it justice, God's majesty must be roared out in thunder.
所以呢，要形容这神的威严，只有从这个雷轰上面来形容神的威严。
So what is the driving force of Psalm 29?
所以到底这个诗篇二十九篇它的这个后面的动力是什么？
I'm certain that you heard it. It's repetition.
所以如果说呢，我们刚刚读过以后，就会发现说里面有很多重复的经节。
repetition more than any other psalm in the Bible.
所以他在这里重复的话，是比其他诗篇里面重复的话都还要多。
Now, contrary to popular belief, repetition in the Bible is not boring.
所以呢，有时候我们以为说，重复是非常无聊的一件事情，但事实上并不是的。
Repetition in Scripture is not redundant.
所以呢，在这个圣经经文里面，如果说有重复的话，其实并不是多余的。
Poetry in the Bible is characterized by a rhythm of contemplation.
所以呢，在这个诗篇里面的这个诗歌题材呢，这个是从这个思考，是为了帮助人思考的关系。
By hearing a statement multiple times in different terms, one statement in terms of another, you and I are invited to pause.
所以呢，如果说听到一个类似像重复一样的话语，用不同的字，但是是重复的话语的话，事实上是邀请我们在这个当中的时候可以思考。
We are almost forced to pause and to reflect on the potentialities of meaning and nuance.
所以呢，这样子会使得我们必须要停下来仔细去思考，看看这个重复里面的话语要告诉我们什么。
And since the lines are so similar, we are simultaneously given space in which to contemplate.
因为呢，它这一句接着一句都是非常的相似的，所以呢，我们在当中的时候也可以好好的思考。
Repetition is dynamic.
所以呢，重复的事情其实是很动态的。
Repetition is instructive.
重复呢，其实是能够教导我们的。
The word of God for us this morning is this.
神要告诉我们的话。
The vitality of true worship depends fundamentally on perceiving the glory.
所以呢，敬拜神最重要的元素，也就是说我们能够认知神的荣耀。
The vitality of true worship depends fundamentally on perceiving the glory.
所以敬拜神的活力呢，就是动力，就是在于说我们能够认知神的荣耀。
And we'll derive our first principle from verses 1 and 2.
那我们呢，就可以从第一跟二节来讲这个主旨。
Here we see that when one perceives the glory due God's name, worship becomes an act of holy submission.
如果说我们能够认知这个在从敬拜里面认知神的荣耀的时候，敬拜这件事情呢，就会变成一个全然的顺服。
Look closely at verses 1 and 2.
我们仔细来看第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2 summon an angelic host to worship the Lord.
所以呢，在第一节跟第二节的时候，是有讲到天上的天使天君是怎么样的敬拜上帝。
That word ascribe dominates the opening of this psalm.
所以呢，这个归给耶和华，这归给的这个字呢，是最主要的这个诗篇里面最主要的主题。
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings.
神的众子啊。
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord the glory.Do his name.
要将耶和华名所当得的荣耀归给他。
Three times in the opening invitation to praise God, heavenly beings are told to give glory and strength to the Lord, who is named four times in these verses.
所以呢，三次在这两节里面有讲到说，众天使天君需要把这个荣耀能力归给耶和华，然后耶和华的名出现了四次。
Heavenly beings are called upon to give glory and strength to the Lord simply because it is due him.
所以这天上的天使天君神的众子要把荣耀能力归给耶和华，因为是当得的。
This command sequence occurs only one other time in the book of Psalms.
所以呢，这样子的命令呢，在这个这个所有的诗篇呢，只是出现过一次。
In Psalm 96, the command to give glory and strength is given to the families of the earth.
所以呢，在诗篇第96篇的时候，有讲到说要把这个荣耀归给耶和华，但是呢，这个是在对地上的万民说的。
Now that would be us.
那就是我们。
In Psalm 29, the command to give glory and strength is given to heavenly beings. That would not be us.
所以在诗篇29篇讲到的是说要把荣耀能力归给耶和华的呢，是指天上的天使天君，那并不是我们。
What the psalmist is showing us here is that what is happening in the heavens should be happening on earth.
但是呢，在这诗篇二十九篇里面讲的是说，在天上所发生的事情也将会在地上发生。
Psalm 29 would indicate that glory and strength can be possessed by heavenly beings.
所以呢，在二十九篇的时候是有讲到是说，众天使天君呢，其实他们也可以有这些荣耀的。
Psalm 29 calls on them to surrender that glory and strength to the Lord.
但是诗篇二十九篇就讲到说，这些众天使天君需要把这个荣耀还有能力归给耶和华。
Psalm 96 acknowledges that glory and strength can be possessed by human beings.
所以在诗篇九十六篇的时候讲到民中的万族，那这个呢荣耀能力也是可以在人的身上的。
Likewise, Psalm 96 calls upon us to surrender to the Lord.The glory and strength we possess.
所以在诗篇九十六篇的时候，也是叫我们人类要把荣耀跟能力归回给耶和华。
Herein lies the challenge.
所以这是我要给大家的挑战。
Glory and strength are hard to let go of.
所以呢，荣耀跟能力其实是很难放弃的。
For most of us,
我们大部分人
，a little glory goes a long way.
一点点的荣耀呢就觉得非常的重要。
And we are more inclined to bask in it than to relinquish it.
我们很容易呢就会沽名钓誉，我没有办法淡泊名誉。
But if you and I are too attached to our own glory,
但如果说我们把持住我们的自己的荣耀，
if we cling too tightly to our own strength,
如果说我们依靠我们自己的势力
，then we will have great difficulty acknowledging God's glory and strength.
所以呢，我们这样的话会很难去讲到说这个我们必须要把荣耀能力归给耶和华。
That danger is not rhetorical.
其实这样子的危险呢，并不是圣经里面只是用话来花言巧语跟我们说的。
It is real.
是真的。
It is destructive.
这些会害了我们。
It happens every day.
其实每天都在发生。
Appropriating to ourselves the glory and strength that actually belongs entirely, preeminently to the Lord.
所以呢，我们必须要每天提醒我们自己，荣耀还有能力，完完全全、通通的都是归给耶和华。
Or all too easily.
或是说另外一个很简单的方式
，ascribing glory and strength to others。
有时候我们太容易就把荣耀和能力给了别人
，rather than to the God of glory，
却不给荣耀的神。
When one perceives the glory due God's name, worship becomes an act of holy submission。
所以当我们能够认知到说神是有荣耀的名，那我们就很容易让这个敬拜变成了一个顺服，完全顺服的敬拜。
So Psalm 29 forces us to consider.
所以这诗篇29篇强迫我们去仔细想。
Who gets the glory?
谁得到荣耀?
Who holds the strength?
谁有能力?
Verses 3-9.
第三到第九节
That's the central section of the psalm.
是这个诗篇里面中间主要的部分
Provide the context of that worship.
就讲到说这个敬拜里面的元素。
And we have our second principle.
然后我们有第二个重要的信息。
When one perceives the glory manifest in God's voice, worship becomes consequential.
所以如果说我们能够从神的声音里面能够认知到神的荣耀的话，那这个敬拜就是非常自然而然的。
What is the psalmist saying?
所以这诗篇在说什么呢？
Worship matters.
所以敬拜是重要的。
Is there any question what the key phrase in verses 3 through 9 is?
所以呢，这个问题就是在说这个诗篇29篇3到9节里面最重要的词汇是什么？
The voice of the Lord is heard 7 times in these 7 verses.
所以耶和华的声音在这一段里面这个有一共有七节，但是也重复了七次。
These seven verses that describe God's praiseworthy character and actions.
所以呢在这个七节里面有讲到说神值得赞美的他的声音，而且他还有他的行为。
And we would have to add to that the 4 additional times the Lord's name stands alone in these verses.
所以呢，再一次又再提到神的名。
If you look again closely at Psalm 29, you can see that only 6 of the Psalm's 24 lines do not explicitly mention God by name.
所以在这诗篇29篇里面24节里面只有四行有没有讲到说没有提到神的名。
Psalm 29 is about the Lord.
所以呢29篇都是在讲神。
It's about who he is.
都在讲说神是谁。
It's about what he does.
他做了什么。
It's about what he makes happen.
他让什么事情发生。
It's about the fact that he rules over everything.
所以是在陈述说神掌管全地所有的事情。
The giving over of glory and strength, the kind of worship that is called for in verses 1 and 2,is motivated by what is witnessed in verses 3 through 9.
所以呢从3到9节里面看到的跟这个第一二节相呼应，也就是说要我们去敬拜神，因为他的威严还有他的荣耀。
Worship here is a response.
所以在这里崇拜或敬拜呢是一个回应。
Worship is always a response.
所以敬拜永远是一个回应。
Here, a response to the voice of the Lord manifest in creation.
所以呢，在这边讲到说是敬拜是回应神这个声音，是从神的创造里面表彰出来的。
The voice of the Lord just dominates verses 3 through 9.
所以在第三到九节的时候，最主要的主题就是在讲上帝的声音。
It is inescapable.
没有办法逃离。
It is unavoidable.
没有办法避免。
The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
所以神的声音是在水面上。
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
神的声音是大有能力的。
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
所以神的声音满有威严。
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
耶和华的声音震破香柏树。
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
所以耶和华的声音使火焰分叉。
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
耶和华的声音震动旷野。
The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth.
耶和华的声音惊动母鹿落胎。
The progression here is breathtaking.
所以在这里可以使人家觉得实在是像是呼吸要停止了一样。
This thunderstorm depicted here rolls in from the Mediterranean.
所以在这里看起来好像就是这个雷电交加进到了这个地中海一样。
Sweeps across the slopes of Lebanon.
就从这个山坡在黎巴嫩的山坡这样子打下来。
Unleashes its fury down the corridor of Israel.
所以呢就一直打到这个以色列的这个峡谷。
And gusts its way into the southern desert of Kadesh.
所以在加底斯的这个旷野也整个受到了这个暴风的打击。
50,000 degree, 1 million volt bolts of lightning.
五万福特的这个电压，还有这个100万的这个电力。
They pierce and slice the darkened sky.
他们就从天上出现，然后从这闪电从东边挤到西边。
And the gale force winds twist and strip the trees.
所以这个大风就旋风下来呢，就把这个树木都卷起来。
And it makes the hills themselves seem to rock and roll.
那整个这个山冈呢，都震动。
And only one word is uttered.
所以只有一个字。
One word uttered by those who witness the power.
所以只是述说这一个字，就是说看到这样子大的能力的一个字。
And the magnitude.
还有它的幅度。
And the devastation of God's voice.
还有能够所造成的一种毁坏。
A voice that cannot be dismissed.
所以这样子的声音呢，其实是没有办法被忽略的。
A voice that cannot be ignored.
这样的话，我们也没有办法忽视的。
Only one word can be uttered.
只有用一个字可以去形容这个字。
Only one word seems adequate.
只有一个字，是很合适的。
One word says it all.
只有一个字可以完完全全表现这样的事。
And it was all that was said.
也就是这里说的。
Verse 9 tells us all cry glory.
这个字呢，就是在讲说大家都在诉说这个荣耀。
The trouble with thunder is you cannot ignore it.
这雷的可畏之处呢，也就是说我没有办法忽视它。
And neither can we ignore the glory of God.
所以呢，我们也没办法忽视神的荣耀。
A glory that is as evident today as it was the first day of creation.
所以像这样子的荣耀在今天是运行的，也是在当初创世的时候运行的。
When one perceives the glory manifest in God's voice, worship becomes consequential.
所以当这个神的声音是表彰出来的，而我们能够认知这件事情的话，敬拜就是非常的自然的。
Only when you and I have perceived the glory will we be able to offer up the kind of worship truly befitting our God.
所以只有我们深深的能够了解到说这样子的荣耀，我们就可以把这个荣耀来敬拜神。
Perceiving the glory makes it possible for us to live in this world and not be beaten by it.
所以这样子的荣耀，对荣耀的认知呢，让我们能够继续的在这个世界上活下去，而不是说被这个世界上的事情打倒。
Because we know that this world and its inhabitants are subject to the power and rule of the God of glory.
因为我们知道说再怎么样我们在这个世界上其实还是神掌管万事。
Perceiving the glory helps us to orient our lives entirely to God alone.
所以如果说我们能够认识到神的荣耀的话，我们就可以完完全全因为神的荣耀而活。
Who alone can offer refuge?
神可以做我们的避难所。
Who alone can make each one of us who we are intended to be?
只有神可以让我们活出我们应该要活的样子。
I think it's important and actually insightful to read Psalm 29 in the context of Psalm 28.
所以呢，我认为说呢，要了解诗篇二十九篇的话，我们也应该要去读诗篇二十八篇。
In Psalm 28, David is concerned about one thing: silence.
所以诗篇二十八篇的时候呢，大卫他很担心一件事情，也就是神向他缄默，闭口不言。
He's concerned about silence from God.
他非常的担心说神向他闭口缄默。
David is desperate for God not to be silent.
大卫他非常的担心，因为如果说神对他缄默闭口不言的话，他真的是非常的难受。
He says in that opening verse, "To you, O Lord, I call."
在28篇的时候，大卫在第一节就说：“耶和华，我要向你求告。”
My rock, be not deaf to me.
我的磐石啊，不要向我缄默。
Lest if you be silent, I become like those who go down to the pit.
倘若你向我闭口，我就如将死的人一样。
If I don't hear from you,
如果说我听不到你。
If I don't have a word from you,
我没有办法听到你的一些话。
I'm as good as dead.
我就像是一样，像死的人一样。
In Psalm 29, the Lord is anything but silent.
但是在第二十九节的时候，神就没有闭口不言。
I think it's important and insightful to read Psalm 29 in the context of Psalm 30.
所以呢，我觉得说我们要得到更多的了解的时候，我们读二十九篇，我们也要读三十篇。
Because in Psalm 30 verse 3, David celebrates how God responded to his call for help.
因为呢，在诗篇三十篇的时候，这个是一个感恩耶和华怎么样帮助大卫的一个祷告。
How God spared him from going down to the pit.
神怎么样使他从灵魂从阴间救上来，不至于下坑。
David ended his prayer back in Psalm 28 by declaring that the Lord is his strength, verse 7.
所以呢，在二十八篇的时候，耶和华有讲说，耶和华是他的力量。
By affirming that the Lord is the strength of His people，
也说到说耶和华是万民的力量。
He ended that prayer by asking the Lord to bless His inheritance, verse 9.
所以呢，他在二十八篇的结尾的时候，他有讲说：“求你拯救你的百姓，赐福给你的产业，牧养他们，扶持他们，直到永远。”
How does David end his prayer in Psalm 29?
那在第诗篇二十九篇，大卫是怎么样做结束的呢
？David concludes his hymn with the affirmation that the Lord will indeed give strength to His people.And he will bless his people with peace.
所以在二十九篇的时候呢，就讲到耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓。大卫强调说耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
The concluding verses of Psalm 29, verses 10 and 11.
所以呢，我们再回来看诗篇二十九篇结论的这个部分，也就是第十跟第十一节。
These are affirmations about God's reign.
所以在这里面就是在讲说这个神的宝座。
And from these verses we derive our third principle.
所以从这个两节里面呢，我们再讲到第三点。
Here we see that when one perceives the glory established by God's reign, worship moves us towards wholeness.
所以呢，这个如果说当我们能够了解到神荣耀所带来的这个敬拜，那我们的敬拜呢就是一个完整的敬拜。
David says the Lord sits enthroned over the flood.
所以大卫说洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。
The Lord sits enthroned as king forever.
所以耶和华坐着为王直到永远。
The Lord will give strength to His people.
耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓。
The Lord will bless His people with peace.
耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
I need to have you look back at verses 1 and 2.
请大家回到这一篇的第一跟第二节。
There are actually 16 words in Psalm 29 verses 1 and 2.
所以在第一跟第二节里面有26个字。
Four of those 16 words are God's name.
所以呢，在16个词汇里面，四个是在讲神的名。
There are also 16 words in Psalm 29, verses 10 and 11.
在第二十九篇的第九十跟十一节，也是一样有16个词汇。
Again, four of the 16 words.Are God's name.
所以呢，也一样是对称的。在这里面呢，十六个词汇里面，四个是讲神的名。
Now I have to tell you, these things don't just happen.
所以我可以告诉大家说，这个不是巧合。
Twice in these concluding verses, we are told that the Lord sits enthroned.
所以在这个第十一节当中里面讲了两次，说耶和华坐着为王。
He sits enthroned over the flood.
所以洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。
Wait a minute.
等等。
How did we get from the wilderness of Kadesh to a flood?
奇怪，我们才好像讲画面上讲到说是加底斯的旷野，怎么就跑到了这个洪水？
How did we go from a desert to a deluge?
所以我们是怎么样从沙漠一直到泛滥呢？
This word flood we have here is used elsewhere in the Bible.
所以这个字洪水呢，在圣经里面，其他地方也有出现。
It's found in Genesis 6 through 9, the flood story.
所以呢，是在创世纪里面六到九章里面讲到洪水的故事。
There that word refers to the flood waters that took the earth from order to chaos.
所以呢，在那一段的地方就讲到说是这个洪水的故事，是原来好像很有秩序的这个地球突然就变成洪水泛滥。
So here in Psalm 29 verse 3 says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters.
所以在这边呢29篇诗篇的时候就讲到说神的声音是在大水之上。
The God of glory thunders.
这个神的这个荣耀像是打雷一样。
The Lord over many waters.
这个神在众水之上。
Since David has already made reference to God being over the waters,
所以呢大卫已经在讲到说神是在水之上。
I would understand that word here in verse 10 to be referring to the same waters.
所以呢，我的了解是说，在诗篇29篇第十节讲到洪水泛滥的地方呢，是就是讲到说原来这个洪水的事情。
So this word paints a vivid picture.
所以呢，这个是一个非常生动的画面。
A picture of God vanquishing chaotic waters.
所以呢，这个是非常生动的画面，讲到说神能够克服这个泛滥的洪水。
Not only at the time of creation.
不只是在创造的时候
but ever since that day,
自从那一天第一天开始，神就一直在水上洪水泛滥之时作王。
God and God alone subdues chaos.
只有神，他可以克制所有的混乱。
God is more powerful than anything or anyone who would resist His rule.
所以呢，神是最有能力的，他可以制服所有不顺服的。
So the glory and the strength of the Lord, which is so evident in the storm described in verses 3 through 9.
所以呢，在这个诗篇29篇三到九节的时候，讲到神的荣耀跟能力，讲的是非常的生动，非常的清楚。
Demonstrates that God's rule is over all forces that would threaten.A well-ordered life on earth.
所以也讲到说，在世界上有一些扰乱的事情，但是神的声音其实是都可以胜过这些扰乱世界的事情。
I hope that encourages you today.
希望这个信息能够让大家能够得到激励。
The implications of this fact are two, and they're given in verse 11.
所以呢，这个诗篇告诉我们两件事情在第十一节可以看得出来。
The first implication has to do with power.
第一个呢，就是讲到力量。
The Lord gives strength to His people.
神耶和华赐力量给他的百姓。
That word strength is the same word that's used back in verse 1 for strength.
所以呢，若回应到第一节的话，也是同样的一个字，是讲到能力。
It's what the angels are to ascribe to the Lord when they witness His power in the storm.
也就是说，当天上的天使天君看到了这神在暴风里面的作为，把这个能力归给耶和华。
The point is, the kind of power manifested in the storm is the kind of strength and power that the Lord is willing and able to give to his people, to give to you and me.
所以呢，可以看到说，从暴风雨里面表现出来这样子的大能，还有能力，神是愿意把这个能力也给他的百姓。
The second implication is the blessing of peace.
那第二个就是平安的福。
The Lord blesses his people with peace.
耶和华赐平安的福给他的百姓。
Since the power of God supersedes the power of chaos, God can empower his people to experience wholeness and well-being.
所以呢，神的这个所赐的福呢，是超过所有混乱的。他可以把这个福赐给他的百姓。
For many of you here this morning,
大家在这里
，things right now may be relatively calm.
也许有些人在现在有些事情呢看起来好像还蛮平静的。
If you are a student, studies are going well.
如果说你是学生，也许功课上还可以。
Work is okay.
也许工作也还好。
No problems with the car.
车子也没事。
The kids are healthy.
小孩子可能还健康。
Relationships are stable, even flourishing.
也许和人的关系呢是很平稳的，甚至可能还更好。
So life right now has a certain orderliness to it.
所以说，也许这个生活现在还挺有秩序的。
But things change.
但是事情会变化。
And life happens.
其实生活就会改变。
There's pressure to excel.
想要更杰出的话就会有压力。
There's pressure to compete.
要竞争。
That job that was there is now gone.
原来好像有的工作结果不见了。
The strain of a relationship is beginning to take its toll.
这个关系呢也变得不好给人很大的压力。
And family life? Well, it isn't what it used to be.
也许家庭的生活也没有像以前这样子的美满。
And you suddenly find yourself working in your own strength and worried about your own glory.
所以呢，我们就突然发现说，我们想靠我们自己的能力，然后呢，去让我们自己能够得到这样子的荣耀。
Strength and glory that should be given to God.
但是这个能力跟荣耀其实应该要归给神的。
So that you can live in His strength.
所以呢，我们就可以因他的能力来活。
And make sure He gets the glory.
也确定能够让神得到荣耀。
Psalm 29 invites us this morning to believe that the kind of power we witness in the forces of nature is exemplary of the power God has for us.
所以呢，诗篇二十九篇就是要让我们看到说，大自然里面的暴风的现象呢，这样子大的能力还有威严呢，其实也是对我们是有应用的。
It is power and strength that God has for us if we are attentive to His voice.
这样子大的能力跟威严呢，是神有的，那也是就在神的声音里面彰显出来。
And if we are submissive to His reign and rule.
如果说我们愿意服在他的宝座之下。
Are you grasping the glory?
我们是不是自己抓着荣耀不放?
Are you perceiving the glory of God?
还是说我们认识这个荣耀是神的?
Psalm 29 this morning has shown us that the vitality of true worship...of authentic worship depends fundamentally on perceiving the glory of God.
所以这诗篇二十九篇就教导我们说，这个敬拜的源头其实都是来自于了解神的荣耀。
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
对神的声音大有能力。
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
对神的声音大有威严。
Do not dismiss it.
不要想忽视它。
Do not disregard it.
不要想说这没有关系。
Listen for it.
听。
Listen for the thunder.
听这个雷声。
The thunder that brings strength and peace.
这个雷声带给我们力量还有平安。
Amen.
Amen.